This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Oh, yes! Yes! Absolutely, yes. Absolutely. This is the Jesse Kelly Show, hour number three. Wait, three! You remember that, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop? One. The owl said one, two, three. Three. Mm-hmm. Okay, in a minute, the, what's her, the track and field lady who, kid who beat her fellow track and field person over the head with a baton and gave her a concussion and a skull fracture, something of that nature. She is the victim. She has come out. She's doing the parade. She was on the media circuit. She was on Good Morning America yesterday, I believe it was, whining and crying, and 'cause she's the victim. We all know that. She's the real victim. And then today, she was at a rally. They held a rally for her. We'll get to that in a moment. But I wanted to do a little more. First of all, about the anti-Semitism at the campuses here. This came out this afternoon. Columbia University just announced they've expelled, suspended, or revoked degrees from students who seized a building during the anti-Israeli Israel protest last year. By the way, hello, is your watch working? That was a year ago. ICE should get a hold of that list and deport the visa holders in that group, says the journalist that tweeted this out. I retweeted it, but listen, and you can see my tweets and follow me, and everything I talk about is on my Twitter feed and Facebook and such, at Chris Kroc Show. That's at Chris Kroc Show, C-H-R-I-S-K-R-O-K. But it's not that they should get the list of them and deport them. They're going to. Here's what you got to understand. This is what's so cool. We're all learning a lot about this now that we have that terrorist sympathizer supporter who's in prison, who's in an ICE jail cell, going to be deported. Mahmoud Khalil. But if you are, I didn't know this, but this is so awesome. If you're kicked out of the university, if you're expelled, you automatically lose your student visa. Automatically. So now you're an illegal. So if any of those people are student visas or green card holders right now, that's grounds to toss them out immediately, and they will. They're hunting them down. And I love how they're using AI for all sorts of things, and they're going to use it for this too, and they are, I think, which is wonderful and brilliant. Two things. I've got The Evils of Anti-Semitism from Cardinal Dolan out of New York City. But before I tell you that one, a quick thing. A movie was released. It took several years to put together. October 8th, it's called. And it is now available. And journalist or filmmaker who did the film, and she, it happened after October 8th. She said on October 9th she saw people celebrating and protesting against the Jews. So how does this work, guys? Can you... This is anti-Semitism for dummies. It's like those books, you know, for dummies. Step one, to commit a terrorist atrocity against the Jews. Step two, question mark. Step three, attack the Jews again for the terrorist attack. What I'm trying to say is, how in God's name did a Hitler Islamist style October 7th second most violent, deadly terrorism and murder and slaughter of Jews since the Holocaust. How does that happen? And the next day, all these Jew haters, all these people that don't like Jews and that love terrorism, supposedly, all of a sudden they're attacking the Jews. The Jews get attacked. I know I'm, again, Captain Obvious, but I'm just so mad and passionate about it. How is it that Jews get violated horrifically and killed and raped and kidnapped, and yet in the ensuing months and years, the Jews are hated more? Have you ever thought of that? Have you ever heard who gets raped, murdered, and killed, and the rest of the population gets harassed, murdered, or threatened and terrorized when they're the victim? When they're the victim. Explain that to me. This is a cancer. This is evil. And we must expose it. You know, look, one of the things I love doing is there's and I haven't retweeted them in a long time because it's not as hot as it has been over the years. Stop Anti-Semitism is a group that I follow on social media. And they would expose Jew haters all over this country, especially when this was going on after October 7th. And you had a dentist in Miami that was tearing down the signs for the missing and captured kidnapped Jews in Israel, and he was ripping them down. And, you know, they helped expose, and I was retweeting all this stuff too, whether it be New York, Miami, I didn't care where, because you end up finding out who these people are. And then their employer fires them because they hate Jews and they hate them. And when you do that, you need to be removed unless that business wants to endorse Jew hatred. Now, this movie, nobody wanted to carry it, even though they got a distributor. And then film festivals like South by Southwest in Austin refused to carry that. And another one in Berlinale, I've never heard of it, but that's these film festivals wouldn't carry her film about the Holocaust, or the October 7th mini Holocaust, if you will. But they would carry, and these film festivals did carry, the films about Palestinians. And she wrote, she told Fox News yesterday, this is about all of us in America. This is about the West. This is truly about Islamic jihadism, extremism versus democracy. One of the most shocking revelations, Fox News said, senior leaders of Hamas in America are heard, that she got some kind of audio or video of senior leaders of Hamas in America, quote unquote, heard strategizing how, listen closely, on how to infiltrate the U.S., the U.S. media outlets, universities and research centers, and coordinate their language to make Hamas most palatable to an American progressive audience. I'm going to stop right there and tell you something you've probably never heard about. After 9/11, George Bush passed, and it was signed into law by Congress. Well, it was passed by Congress and signed into law by George Bush, President Bush at the time. And it criminalized federal felonies, made felonies for terrorism financing, terrorism support, particularly terrorism financing. Because what has been happening, what had been happening before that and still is happening now, is these groups that claim to be raising money for Palestinians or for Gaza are raising money to murder, slaughter Jews, to fund Hamas and Hezbollah. And the largest ever terrorism fundraising group in history, largest ever terrorism financing group in U.S. history, was the Holy Land Foundation. And you can look this up, and I'll tell you what to Google after I talk to you about this. The Holy Land Foundation was based out of Richardson, Texas, a suburb that touches Dallas. This group lied and said they were raising money for Palestinians. It was money raised to kill Jews, to murder them, to terrorize them, to slaughter them, and to rape them, subjugate them, treat them like animals. The George Bush DOJ took this organization down. The FBI wiretapped them, all their meetings. And in the testimony, an FBI, the head FBI agent and another one testified. They wiretapped a hotel room at a meeting for this Holy Land Foundation in Boston at a hotel room. And who was in that meeting? CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations. CARE was in that meeting. And CARE was listed as an unindicted co-conspirator in that case, the largest ever terrorism fundraising case in U.S. history, $9 million to kill Jews they raised about. And in that room, CARE said, we need to wage jihad in the United States, a nonviolent jihad. We need to go through the media, use the rights we have in America that we don't have in these Muslim countries, and use the media and the law and our rights against them. And that was CARE. And I have no reason to believe that they've changed their stance and whatsoever, and I feel the same way about them as I did the day I read that. Unindicted co-conspirators, largest ever fundraising case in United States history. Just Google Dallas Morning News, Holy Land Foundation, CARE, FBI, wiretap, and it'll pop right up. So that's what's going on in our country. They're using our laws, our freedoms against us, to poison our kids, our media, and our country, and to turn them into hating Jews and want to subjugate ourselves to under the Islamic-type Sharia law and such. All right, I'll share the cardinal dolem, evils of anti-Semitism next, and then we get into this track runner who bashed a girl in the head and now says she's the victim. All that coming up next. It's Chris Kroc in for Jesse Kelly. Jesse's back Monday. Call in. You can chime in. We've got the lines open for you today. 877-377-4373. 877-377-4373.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
I saw Lenny open up for the Stones in late 90s, and he was great, and Mick loves him. Mick, he performed on one of Mick's solo songs, and the best solo album Mick has ever done and most likely will ever do, Wandering Spirit, from like 1995, I think. That I have played that millions and millions of times over the years. It is the best solo album he has. It's just an incredible album. Okay, before we get to the Cardinal Dolan stuff and the chick bashing the other one in the head on the track with a baton, Bob in New Jersey called in. By the way, our number, it's Chris Crockin for Jesse Kelly, Jesse Kelly's show. He's back Monday. 877-377-4373 is our number. 877-377-4373. Bob in New Jersey, you're on the Jesse Kelly show. Hey, Bob.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call here. You know, I live up in a New York area, and yep. In the New York Post, they had an interesting thing about the third Columbia student who was self-deported. But it was interesting how they saw her, like, running through LaGuardia Airport all the way to Canada. Now, Canada, I believe that's like a little pet peeve that Donald Trump has with Canada.
Yes.
The northern border is real bad. And it doesn't get enough, like, attention.
Yep.
And a recent, like, murder of a border agent in Vermont just, like, kind of got swept under the carpet.
Yes.
By these, like, terrorists and animals coming from Canada. And when you look at Canada, you know, in Toronto, I believe anti-Semitic crime is at its all-time high in crime.
I'm sure it is. Yeah.
Christian churches out in the middle of nowhere in Canada just, like, kind of go on fire. And I believe it's, like, kind of tied into the tariffs. And if I was Trump, raise it to 500.
And why would you raise it to 500%?
To get Canada on board with,
yeah.
They have open policy there, and it's a hotbed of terrorists up there.
I do support the tariffs, and, you know, look, eventually I might not, and a lot of people don't like them that are in our camp, and others do. I trust President Trump right now, and Canada is not going to win, and they know it, and they're going to end up, in the end, Trump will outfox them, I'm sure of it. And I'm not one of these ones freaking out about the tariffs. By the way, I appreciate your call, Bob. Thank you very much for your call from New Jersey. I was up in Manhattan last weekend, I think it was, for a talk radio convention, and my wife laughed. It was so bad. She could not believe. I paid $28 for a cheeseburger, a hamburger. Granted, I was at the hotel, a nice hotel on Times Square, but I paid $28 for a freaking cheeseburger, dude. And then it's worse. I had the audacity to walk across the street for lunch, and I had the one thing obligatory. We're at this New York deli place. My buddy I had lunch with is a New Yorker guy. And so we go to this deli. He's like, oh, that deli's right. Oh, it's a New York deli. We got to go to that. I'm like, okay, that's fine. And I thought it would be less expensive. No, dude. You're not going to believe. Let me ask Producer Chris. Take a guess. How much was my Reuben sandwich at this New York diner, deli? And how much was I had a Reuben sandwich with fries and a cup of coffee, a water, and a cheesecake, piece of cheesecake. Guess how much it was. Okay, he thinks $25.99, so that's $26. What do you think the Reuben sandwich was itself? He says $18 for the sandwich, $29 for the meal. No. $27 for a Reuben sandwich. $27. It was very good, and it was so big and stupid, I couldn't even eat half of it. I kept eating more because I'm like, this is good and it's expensive. I didn't know how much. But I didn't take it home with me because I was flying out of New York like 5 hours later. So it was $50 to have one piece of cheesecake, one cup of coffee, and a Reuben sandwich with fries I didn't eat because I'm keto. There you go. And there was no bread on the Reuben. No bread, no discount. Dude, trust me. Well, because you know what you do? You just say no bread. And then what comes on your plate is this massive two piles of corned beef, the cheese melted over it, the sauerkraut, whatever it is, and then the Thousand Island dressing. Boom! Best sandwich ever, especially in New York. I have the receipt right here. I'm serious because I'm in my talk studio at home. I have my own desk and all this beautiful stuff that we've built. Okay, so the Reuben, Roxy's Famous Reuben Collection, $27 for the freaking sandwich, no bread. 20, yes! Yes! Yes. And then $12. No, $6 for a cup of coffee. I'm black. No trimmings. No accoutrements. Black coffee. $6, dude. $6. I know. And this is heart attack. This is not Starbucks either, obviously. It tasted like diner coffee, which was fine. And then I don't know how much the cheesecake is. It was literally $58 for me. $58 with gratuity. $58. I can't sit down still. I'm still standing because it hurts from my being violated at the deli there. I mean, I didn't even look at the price. But oh my! Guess what? Here, you want to really go nuts? Watch this, Chris. Watch this. Breakfast, all you can eat breakfast buffet. I just wanted like 3 eggs, but I got the buffet because that's all you can get with gratuity. Are you ready for this? Take a guess. In the hotel at the Sheraton Times Square in New York. Take a guess what the breakfast buffet with tax and gratuity. Mandatory gratuity, but no, not 25. $47! Yeah, and so what did I do? I like loaded up, and then you know what else I did? Because you can bring up to your room, right? So I had like, they had like deli meat and cheese. I just threw it in a pile. No bread, of course. If you were there, I'd have given you the bread, dude. Trust me. I put it in a thing, and then I took it up to my room and ate it for lunch later. I'm like, I'm not spending $47. Like I said, I'm still hurting. I can't sit down from being violated by these prices. Hey, we got Ben in Tampa. Ben in Tampa, you are on the Jesse Kelly Show. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Ben. I just wanted to say that Jesse Kelly always says that the communists always want to use our own values against us.
Yes.
And the pleading of the expectant wife that her son would only see her father through the glass is typical of that sort of exploitation.
That's exactly
and,
right.
That everybody needs to read to understand communists' values and why we need to despise them as much as they despise us.
These values you speak of, I got to go, but thank you very much for your great call. The values you just spoke of, communism and what Jesse speaks of, that is simpatico. That is one with radical Islamist terrorism, which this lady and her husband support. Up next, we'll talk to Cardinal. We'll talk about Cardinal Dolan's what he took his take on the anti-Semitism and more.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Producer Chris is still marveling at my $58 Reuben lunch at a New York diner. Would you say you're angry about it, or just like? Are you angry or are you just amazed? You're in shock. You're in shock and awe, yes. Well, at least you didn't have to pay it for it like I did. I didn't want to pay for it. Oh, and I forgot to mention, when I was at the hotel, like the one night I was there in the evening, I had a hamburger. My wife and I like to go cheap sometimes, like on a cheap date. Like, she's like, just get the salad and put chicken or beef on there or whatever. And so, I looked at that. I was like channeling her even though she wasn't there. And the salad was 18, and if I wanted to put meat on, it was 28. And the hamburger was 28. I mean, my wife laughed when I told her that. But little did she know I'd be paying double that for a breakfast buffet in the morning. And that was the only choice, breakfast buffet or nothing. And then I told her I should have went across the way, you know, across the street to that diner. But the diner was $58 for a freaking lunch! I should have bought some hot dog vendor on the side of the street, probably $10 for a freaking hot dog. Eat that for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I don't know. But they also have these weed shops every block. It's terrible. And then here's a quick story. I was, you know, there's just some people that are so amazing, sweet. Doesn't matter if you're New York or anywhere. And there was this guy that's like he hails the cabs or whatever. He's all sorts of bellhop stuff or whatever. I don't know. And he's probably in his mid to late 40s, maybe he's early 50s. And I didn't know where he was from. And we just started talking. And then I said, can you believe how much there is a constant smell of weed in the lobby right where he stands? I said, I cannot believe how much it smells like weed inside of the hotel with this revolving door. You know, people come in and come out because there's so much weed being smoked on the streets of Manhattan. And he said, yes. He said, it is so horrible. He said, I smell like it when I go home every night, and I'm ashamed. And I said, where are you from? And he said, Bangladesh. And he's a Muslim guy from Bangladesh. And he's just one of those guys that are the sweetest, sweetest people in the world that I bonded with instantly. We gave each other a hug. And then the next day I saw him. We did it again. We hugged again. Because I just love this guy. And he is ashamed when he goes home because he smells like weed. And you know, I'm like, well, your wife knows it's not from you. He goes, yeah. I said, well, I think it's just the traditional Muslim thing or something. I don't know. But he was ashamed, and I felt bad for him. And I can't believe these people have to work around this, and it's constantly smelling like weed. I mean, and he said, you know what he said? This is just so true. He said, what do you think this generation is going to be like? What's going to happen with them? I said, they're going to be lethargic, useless, stay home, get high, and watch Netflix. They keep the weed shops open during COVID. Like Jesse was talking about the fifth anniversary of COVID the other day. It was very, very good. I heard the whole thing. I thought it was great. And then the next day, I huddled with him and this African-American lady who worked the front desk. And they were just helping me out with some things, and they were awesome. And then we talked about it again, and she felt the exact same way that this Muslim bellhop guy and I felt. So you got this white guy originally from Chicago suburbs, now in Dallas. You got this Muslim guy from Bangladesh living in New York City. You got this black lady from New York City working at the front desk at this nice hotel on Times Square. And we all agree this is destroying this generation. I don't care if people do something recreationally like that, but I don't ever want weed legalized because it is destroying these kids. What was in the news on the cab ride on the way to the airport at LaGuardia was a story about kids ingesting gummies and being sent to the hospital at school. And parents saying, I don't know how they got this. Because you can get it because you can take it from your parents' cabinet. It's widely available now in those areas. It is horrible. It is horrible. Let's go to Cardinal Dolan, the evils of anti-Semitism. And I was Catholic, but I've been just a Christian for like 20-something years, a Baptist, actually. But he says, but I love this so much, and I want to share it with you, whether you're Catholic, Baptist, or not Christian, or whatever. It doesn't matter. He says it's the world's oldest prejudice, anti-Semitism. A century ago, Nazi-controlled newspapers in Europe pushed vile anti-Semitic propaganda, a path that would, in time, lead directly to Auschwitz. Countering such opinions should not only fall on our Jewish brothers and sisters, everyone must do their part. I am screaming and jumping up and down inside. I am so happy that he wrote that. Our Savior was a beautiful Jew, he writes, killed by the Roman occupiers of Judea. As Pope St. Paul John II, which, of course, that was a hero in my family growing up Polish in Chicago. He was from Poland, of course. Pope St. John Paul II observed, God's covenant with the Jews is unbreakable. Pope Benedict, the German pope, said the rulers of the Third Reich wanted to crush the entire Jewish people, to cancel it from the register of the peoples of the earth. Deep down, those vicious criminals wanted to kill God, he said while visiting Auschwitz in 2006. Amen. Anti-Semitism is a grave sin, the work of Satan himself, Cardinal Dolan writes. October 7th, 2023, atrocity in Israel, irrationally unleashed a new viral strain of Jew hatred. I received a letter, he writes, this is beautiful. I received a letter from a Jewish mom on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. Every morning she would walk her little daughter to school and would smile at her neighbor. Every morning this Jewish woman would walk her little daughter to school and would smile at her neighbor as that mom, the neighbor, walked her two children to the nearby Catholic school. Quote, the Jewish mom said to him, that Catholic mom must have noted my anxiety and fear those dreadful days after the attack, the Jewish mom wrote, because she came up to me and she whispered. The Catholic woman whispered to the Jewish woman, why don't we all walk together? Why don't we all walk together? That is the most powerful and beautiful thing that I have heard in a while. And I want you to think about that. Why don't we all walk together? And I'm talking about our Jewish friends. They need us. They need us to stand up for them and to be a voice with them. The more of us that stand up, the more of these sick lunatics crab walk into a hole or get out of this country. 877-377-4373. I cannot believe, producer Chris and I were talking about it before the show. I cannot believe the show is almost over. This is insane. I've been robbed. Where have my last 2 hours and 41 minutes and 50 seconds gone? I have been robbed. Producer Chris must have stole one of the hours of the show. I feel like I'm just getting started. What is wrong with this? What is wrong with this? We'll do a quick hit on this. The baton chick. Remember the chick that you saw the video of that bashed the runner who bested her running on the track, the high school in West Virginia, I think it was, or West Virginia? And they're both African-American because race will always play a role in this garbage, unfortunately. And for some reason, the NAACP is standing up with the one who bashed the girl in the head. They're standing up with the head basher. And this poor other girl is the real victim. So let's play some audio of this. This is from, we got two pieces of audio. One's from Good Morning America, where the one who's been charged, she's been charged with assault and battery, which is exactly what it is. I'm going to tell you this. I was bullied horrifically for like a couple years in high school. It's probably one of the reasons why I'm a talk show host. Bad thing, out of bad things, good things come. Or you can choose to be bitter or better, right? Thankfully, I'm not bitter. I'm at least on that one. Better, but the adversity makes us stronger and better if we become better, not bitter, right? So I believe that as they were running, the girl bested her, ran around, you know, passed her, and as soon as she passed her, the other one was so mad, angry, and jealous that she cheated and she bashed that girl in the head. And whether you be picked on in high school and somebody's beating you up, assaulting you, or whether it's on a track, people tend to think sometimes, well, it happened at a high school. No, don't press charges. Just handle it at the school. Wrong. If you beat somebody, hurt somebody like that, prosecute them. You want to get these little terrorists to stop? Prosecute them. Not for stupid little things, but for beating you up, punching you, assaulting you. You damn right. Excuse my language. You damn right. Prosecute them. I'll play the audio from this chick pretending she's the victim. And then at a rally, they, oh, have a rally for me. Feel sorry for me. It's unbelievable. That is coming up next. And I also want to hit quickly, too, next on the hotel in the DR, the Dominican Republic, where that girl's gone missing. I have so much to say about that. All that next is Chris Crockin for Jesse Kelly for one more segment, 877-377-4373 on The Jesse Kelly Show.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
Oh, this is, I love this one. This is, I don't want you. I don't want you. I just want to make love to you. I love this song. Yes! Woo! This is, I love, this classic rock is in my blood. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Absolutely. You know what else is just, you know, Radar Love is so overplayed from Golden Earring, but it is still, like, if you just watch it, the video, and just listen, I mean, it is still an incredible, incredible, incredible song. Virginia track runner who bashed opponent's head with baton charged with assault and battery. Exactly right. Let me play some audio. This is from Good Morning America.
This morning, Alayla Everett, the track star at the center of that viral video showing her appearing to hit a...
By the way, this guy's voice is wild. He sounds like the guy that has cancer and has the little box on him. I don't understand, but... That's who is doing the story.
Another runner in the head with the baton is speaking out.
I would never do that on purpose. That's not in my character.
Everett says the incident is a complete misunderstanding, pointing to another angle of the race as proof.
The baton was literally, like, her arm was literally hitting the baton like this until she got a little ahead and my arm got stuck like this.
There's two grown men. One's probably her dad on her left and right in the video. And as she's holding a baton up and showing how this happened, the man on her right is like moving along as if he's the woman that was hit, the girl that was hit. These people are freaking morons. Their lie is not working. And then at the end of this segment, you go to the hosts of Good Morning America with a straight hand and Gayle King, who I cannot stand. She's just like Oprah. Oh, my gosh, Oprah. Oh, my gosh. Did you see my magazine? I'm on the cover. Oh, look. Here's the one from Christmas. Oh, my gosh. I'm on the cover again. Oh, my gosh. How did that happen? But this is so stupid and funny. These people are so... And then today, she had a rally. I'm a victim. I'm a victim. She's crying at a rally today. We got you. We got you. Do you want us to bash her on the head again? Should we knock her out for good? Should we give her a dirt nap? Should we Nancy Kerrigan her?
That's why we're here. We stand with you. We support you.
We support you. You can bash anybody. If somebody's beating you, beat the hell out of them. That's how you win.
Thank y'all for supporting me. Because nobody else wanted to hear my story. And people that know I would never do anything like that. I would never harm anybody. I'm not a fighter. I'm not even confrontation. I would.
Stop whining.
Yeah, okay. She, if you look at that video again and again, and the other angle, it's so stupid. Both angles, she literally, her arm goes sideways almost. Like, you know how a pitcher throws a pitch sideways? So like sideways and wham! Because she was mad. Because that chick was, she beat her. You beat me, I beat you. Literally, right? You got, this is a joke. This is such, prosecute her to the fullest extent of the law. They're all losers. They're all lying. Okay, and then, real fast, we only got less than 4 minutes. I have to do this too. The story about the girl, and it's horrifying. Pittsburgh, University of Pittsburgh, or Pitt, I guess, is that Pitt? She goes on vacation in the spring break of the Dominican Republic, and this guy that was, they were interviewed, some wrestler from Iowa, said he was making out with her on the beach, and they got in the beach, and then she got water in her lungs, and he got water in his lungs, and then he comes back, and he thought she was fine, and then he turned around, and she was gone. Dude, my BS meter is going off so way off the charts. Let me say something. And I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not attacking the parents. They're victims in this. This poor little girl. This is all of our worst nightmares. It's horrifying. Pray for the parents. Pray for that young lady to somehow miraculously be found. I'm very doubtful that things are going to work out, but I hope they are. I hope they do. Why in God's name are you sending your kid to the Dominican Republic? Why would you let your own child? I know she's an adult. I know there's only so much you can do. I got an 18-year-old and a 21-year-old. I know that. But I would do everything and anything I can to have them, please, I'll pay for your trip if I have to. I'll help you out, whatever. Please just stay in the continental freaking United States. Can you stay in the contiguous 48 state? Can you please stay here? Why in God's name would a parent, I hate to say aloud because she's an adult, but let me just say it that way for sake of ease. Why would you allow your child, 18, 20, whatever it is in college, to go to a freaking third world country? The only time when I go to a third world country like Mexico, Jamaica, I've been to them a couple times each or whatever. When I go to them for vacation, I go to these four star or higher, like high end resorts that are, you know, all inclusive. And I do not leave that freaking property. I do not leave the property. And I'm an adult with my wife. I will not and do not leave the property except for with the hotel people or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to, in Jamaica, if you go to Kingston, you're going to get killed, attacked. It's the most, you look at the government website for State Department. My dad was a former federal employee, and he sent me there. Mexico, Cancun, or Jamaica, and they tell you exactly where to not go and what times not to go and everything, and you follow that. But I don't leave the property. Why in God's name would you let your beautiful daughter, I'm not attacking the parents, I'm just saying in general, I would never let, quote unquote, my kid go to a third world country. When you're an adult, you're an adult. And I know they're adults already, but dude, please, do everything and anything you can. This is, so my thing I'll just throw out for you and me, not at the parents of this deceased or possibly deceased girl, I don't want to say that. Could you possibly, you know, what's wrong with these parents that let their kid go to these things? Go to Florida, go wherever. I don't care if you do stupid things. That's your, you know, obviously I don't want you to, but why would you ever, you know, allow, quote unquote, your child to go to the DR, Dominican Republic, Cancun, or out of the country for this stuff? This is asking for trouble. What's wrong with the parents that allow their kids to do this and don't, like, at least gently freak out about it and try to steer them away from it? Could you let your kid go on spring break, period? Could you let your kid go to the... I mean, these are just things I'm thinking aloud, man. And I do hope and pray that she's okay. Man, this has been a wonderful, wonderful ride with you. Hope to do it again. Jesse Kelly back Monday on the Jesse Kelly Show. Oh, should I say my name? Okay, Chris Kroc.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.